that these points on the sphere correspond to the following. Well, n is a point, see, so it's a Twister representation, is a form. In fact, it has to be exactly of this form, two-symmetrized product of a Twister, which is a living combination of A prime and B prime, and one which is a living combination of C prime and D prime. That's because we have x minus p squared equals 0, and x minus p squared equals 0, and we need to show that the solution of those two equations in Twister cells is given by x being of this form. That's a very neat piece of personality that we recommend to use. Now, the whole integral here translates into the following form, integral over this form of variables, or this expression, two things there corresponds to two things there. That corresponds to R, and that is S, or recall, this is X, and X, and the fact A minus B squared is proportional to the x on the circle into the two-twister representation A and the two-twister representation B. That's another metric on this space of two-twister proportional. That directly translates into that. Now, what is this? Well, I can represent this as a problem, because this object here, this part here, essentially results in doing this integral here. Ah, that's what it's expected. And this thing here is a result of doing this. This expression here is simply a result of doing this, and this is actually an answer. Because these two ears here, sticking out the points of A and B, you'll recall that I can regard those as enforcing the fact that this, your sister here, has to be a perform, upgrade prime, must be a big prime, whatever, false line, certain line. So, I have in fact derived from the space-time integral this formula for the Twister integral for the same level of the vector expression that I want to do. And that this is simply a particular case of this expression in terms of the general general field. I'm not really restricted yet in that case. I did remember a cheat kind of the P and Q's the real, but that's a trivial thing. It requires more faith to believe this corresponds to this generalizes to any of that problem that you have to get caught. And in fact, there is more generalizing here, but I don't know as to why this form here is correct. Now, this is a very interesting formula indeed. The change manifest finite, the formula invariant, character of the scalar product. It has this very attractive suggestive quality of the things which make this field, as it were, splitting into two and joining and diverting themselves, joining the out field. So it's a very, very simple of one. Thank you. remarkable fact that although it's only worked out for that particular assignment of positive and negative frequencies, we can also work out the other channels when we're in a different assignment, positive and negative, which is coming in and going out. In fact, we can calculate the same thing, the same histogram, but with these definitions of where the points are sitting. And there's a remarkable thing that happened, which I don't think is a very clear analogy, a noticeable analogy in conventional description of Burton's theory, which certainly play a role in understanding interactions in the picture. One remarkable fact is that the analytically continued up to a common region of P through R and S, the three amplitudes have sum to zero. Unexpected result, and this is certainly something to do with crossing. Another remarkable thing is that this diagram here, although it was derived for the specific assignments of which was in the wish result, also can be used for all the channels, the ones that it wasn't derived for as well. But let me try a certain generalization of the idea of concentration. It's not completely understood, but there's a very general thought. I would in fact say more, but as time is pressing, I should have to move on to explain this one two things that might be on the generalizer. What I've really done is to translate the simple Delta function. Those are familiar with the method space way of doing everything. What I've done really is to translate this into a manifested finite performance parallel form. So the Delta function is not a manifested finite form. And I've just answered this presentation here, but it's sort of simple to process the business. We've all done the P-part parts of this. And I just wish to demonstrate to you here that there's no difficulty about generalizing anything to spinner contractions and rad operations and other sort of contractions that you might get in translating things apart for a kind of spin. For instance, if I had phi corresponding to these neutrino fields, for instance, at phi corresponding to h3 and sine 3 minus 3, then something like spinner contraction here simply means that we would include a factor like that in our integrand. The grad here simply translates into certain operations involving z, d by z integrand, or something like this, which is a contraction of two grads, get translates into an object like this in the integrand. There's no difficulty at all about that. And so we start with this thing corresponding to the Delta function. There's no difficulty about see what we're doing here. If I wanted to include a factor like this product of momentum, it's equivalent to operating on the left hand side with this operation. That was easy to do, and in fact just gives us this thing, which is the same singularity structure, but with some prior roles here, this is the equation factors. This is a trivial thing to do. This is a particular example of it here, where the norms have been changed to the lambdas. And I just thought I'd just slip in and mention mass. If I have a consider of this process here, where it's still massless fields on the other side, where I might have some massive property aspect here, I can do that in a slightly artificial way, and say, as I say, about mass, you don't really understand what the particle is going to be, but it can be done, it can be incorporated by means of representing this propagator function here, effectively zero, representing it back certainly, and it turns out to be this form, there's a complex premise that acid is being stretched out. Very quickly, that's a propagator, but the zero mass propagator is a special case of that. And here is a particular one. This is this object here, with essentially the same singularity structure, corresponds to the photon propagator. As a proposal, as we're exchanged between particles, there are some difficulties introduced to the theory at this point, in the sense that the results of the conventional theory aren't finite, even for this first order consideration. There's a divergence, which is infrared. which creates some difficulties in making exact right problems with the usual approach. This is very difficult to find an answer anyway. I don't quite know what we're supposed to be calculating. Graviton exchange in the photons actually equally easily be written down in terms of substance from the same truffles as we can have only for red divergence and conventional theory. But I would like just to mention one calculation that works extremely well in the CRISPR approach, and that is going from the fact that the mass of spin can't propagate and doesn't have this problem. And in particular, we look at the mass of the constant scatter, which means, diagrams of this form, which normally have associated with a massive electron. That is the electron polarization, as I've drawn it with my going in that direction. In virtue of what I said about channels before, I've handled it too much. But as I can only handle them, I'm discussing here the zero mass case. I don't think these have been massless electrons or charged neutrinos. You can take on electron twice if you need to. Now the sum of the first order of diagrams of spatial bearings, therefore must translate into this expression. In fact, it translates into this form. And indeed, if I do translate this simply using the rule of above, this very nice just a translation. Actually, there's several conclusive translations, so I have written all out, which is a very nice form. Extremely simple, and that's even more than it looks, because these two, like I said, are only specifications of the boundary here. In fact, all the particular structures really contain the functions themselves in these two lines. And this is perhaps an instructive point to end this particular line of development, because we've gone through considerably elaborate discussion of translation of structure of the expression of space time and projection experiences and so on. And we end up with something which is really has an independent nature of itself. We might have been kind of thought about it in the first place, which suggests that there's some quite alternative description of interaction, which can be derived in quite a different way from applying through the elaborate translation. They're just the product of the four descriptive functions and these two very, very simple singular factors there. And it so happens that corresponds to this quite complicated expression in the individual forms. And that is the kind of thing that motivates the research in this field. Just perhaps one remark about it's something difficult with having contour expressions. Although I described contour integrals here throughout, the original approach to contour integration has some inadequacies which have shown up in quite a number of different areas which these interrelated. And I might just mention why they're related to the massive problem. You may notice that the results depended very critically on separating the singularities into distinct regions. For instance, it was very important that the positive and negative the functions in different places and the contours between. Well, see, this doesn't work for massive functions, because the massive fields all singular and infinitive. we can't separate infinity. Well, or perhaps we can, because there are techniques which demand a certain generalization of what we understand by twisted space, the integration of twisted spaces. Something very related to that is the fact that parameters have to play a role, which is not easy to see how we do that in the Cartesian integration described so far. For instance, the product of two massive fields should only be defined if the fields have the same mass. And that requires a certain coincidence of parameters. And yet, the geometrical singularity structure of the massive field is independent of the value of mass. And where it's in there, it's space time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't show up, the value of the mass doesn't show up. And again, some generalization of the integration is necessary. Again, as you said, it's only featured in thresholds, where only chance exists in certain mass values are reached. And the difficulty with the channels, again, it's also seems to be related to this. And there are some very, very current developments which show that this type of generalization does exist and is closely linked to the methodological interpretation of the twisted functions. It also seems to be related to techniques of blowing up the algebraic geometry and perhaps also to finite functions. But it is expected that as a completely new and suggested geometrical realization is one of these first orders of a completely new approach to full non-linear approach, and perhaps we'll get some clues as to that will come out of the basic discussions of the non-linear boson, the graviton, the Young-Wilson equations, which in fact we get to exploit this idea of local geometrical descriptions, the sort of non-linear forms in a very remarkable way. But I'm afraid of London, I couldn't say very much about the massive field. Yeah, that was good, yes, non-linear.
I wonder if you can fill me in a little bit on these global techniques, the non-linear case. I'm particularly interested in this idea of... you didn't say something's been published?
The things that do work aren't mine, they're Richard Ward's area.
Well, what I'm particularly interested in this idea of using sort of non-linear sheaf theory to fill out the sheaf machinery in the non-linear graviton case. We'll talk about that next time.
Yes.
I see.
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, I shall be very interested in hearing that.
I thought that might be all we'll be able to get. Well, the thing is, you think that those
That done, the implication is this, that is all. What is this information? Really, well, it's really, they are sort of global statements. About this whole
I'm not quite sure when you use the tablet, whether you're using it in the sense that it's
there's all the information.
Yes, please.
sleep.
I don't know. you were telling people at the hospital, what do you have to give my name at the hospital? So he thought this was a good idea that I should push it around. He thought it was worth it.
Before this,
oh, this is the
I'm going to go to the next one.